Good morning. It's Wine Wednesday, and I'm your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal. Thank you for tuning in this morning. Oh, I am really, really, really excited. There's so many aromas going on right now inside the studio. Thank you, Oliver's Markets, with your four fabulous locations for sponsoring Wine Wednesday now for going on 29 years. And Willoughby's Wine and Spirits with their two locations, Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa. Well, spring has definitely sprung indeed. I always feel like this is really the start to the new year is when spring happens and you start seeing leaves coming, you know, on the trees and the tulips popping outside and they're dancing around and the daffodils and all those kind of things. And Easter, of course, is coming up, Passover in a few weeks. And it's just like all the spring holidays are here. Well, every day in spring for me is a holiday because all these wonderful new release wines come out. And I've got my girlfriend Bibiana in the studio, the maker and creator for Alma de Cattleya Wines. But right now we're actually talking about her coffee. Because she came walking in the studio this morning at Oh Dark Early with the most amazing coffee. And let's talk about that and say welcome, Bibiana.
Well, thank you so much, Ziggy, for having me here. It's always a pleasure to see you and to be on the show with you. So I really appreciate you inviting me this morning. And yes, I just wanted to surprise you with our roasted beans from yesterday that we did at the winery, at our own roastery.
Well, so, you know, you and I were talking before we went live this morning about coffee, and you said, you know, Ziggy, I think a lot of people don't understand the similarities between coffee and wine. And I said, okay, now you've hooked me. So you come in with this beautiful coffee that you're roasting literally like 5 minutes away from our studio, and you're a winemaker. So, you know, your history, of course, you're born in Colombia and your history there, knowing all of these incredible farms there. And of course, now vineyards that we have here. And you're talking about the similarity between coffee and wine. How so?
Yeah, so the coffee that you are going to be able to try today is our Shared Notes coffee. It's from Colombia and it's from a very small farm called Los Almendros. In Tolima, Colombia. So my husband and I, we are both winemakers. I'm married to Jeff Pisoni from Pisoni Vineyards. And we decided that when we started Shared Notes Wine back in 2012, we wanted to also connect our two children to their roots in Colombia. And we came with the idea of, first, I wanted to own a coffee farm in Colombia. Then he told me, you're crazy, Bibiana. Like, we are farming here in California. How we are going to do that? So then he said, well, maybe we can just start importing coffee beans, green beans, and we roast them here on demand. So our philosophy with coffee is the same as with wine. We are really showcasing terroir. And that was the first thing I was mentioning to you this morning, is a lot of people don't know that terroir is extremely important in coffee, or people really know about countries, but inside a country, a single farm can be very, very different than another farm by the varietals they choose on the coffee, the way they farm their plantations, and also the way they ferment their beans to extract the seeds.
Okay, so wait a minute. Coffee is actually fermented and wine is fermented. I knew that, but I didn't know coffee was fermented.
Exactly. So that is what I was mentioning. Like, a lot of people don't really know a lot about the process of coffee or how do we get these seeds that then we roast and taste so delicious. You need to ferment the cherries.
Okay.
So it's like a fruit and it looks like a cherry. It's normally they are red, but they are yellow. They are very different varietals today. And you take them, you harvest them by hand. They have to be harvested very delicately by hand. And then you put them on a tank where they are going to ferment on water for a short period of time. So it's not like a fermentation per se, the way we do it in wine. But Saccharomyces, which is the yeast that makes wine, is the same that we use to break a little bit the pulp of the cherry so we can extract the seed.
Okay. Wow. That is so fascinating. So we have Mindy in the morning now here on The Crush, our morning DJ, and she's like, Ziggy, I think you need to find me a coffee sponsor. And then this morning you come walking in with this Shared Notes coffee that it smells so delicious. And it's synergy at its best, for sure. And then, you know, being able to talk to you about the process of roasting coffee, which you're doing right there in Rohnert Park.
Yes.
And you have a coffee subscription, which is really cool. But then do you also have a wine club? Just switching over to that?
We do. We do.
Awesome.
So we really like the idea of making our wines available on different ways. So we obviously are at Oliver's Market.
Yay.
And local retailers and also local restaurants. So we are really fortunate that people can really have access to the Alma de Catrella wines when they go out. But they also can come and buy it from us directly at the winery, or they can subscribe to our wine club, or just buy whatever they want to buy.
I think I want to be in both. I want to be in your wine club and your coffee club. And that way I can have all the things. It's all about balance, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
So you just have released your 2023 vintage of both your Sauvignon Blanc and your Rosé of Pinot Noir. And they're both incredible, incredible wines. 2023 was an amazing, amazing vintage. You know, it started out really kind of cool and cold, and it seemed like we had endless winter because the rains kept going on and on and on last year, right?
Yeah. It was a very wet compared to other dry years. And really a lot of rain, very late season. So it was kind of cold. We were like wondering, oh my gosh, it's going to be really a late harvest, which it was. So it was probably the latest harvest we have seen, a little bit comparable with 2011. I actually harvest my Syrah from the Santa Lucia Highlands on November 5th.
Oh my goodness. Wow. So that's really, really late. Well, you know, when we think about springtime and things are fresh, things are blooming, you know, I mentioned earlier daffodils and tulips and all these incredible bulbs that are popping up out of the ground. The first thing that comes to mind for me is these new spring releases. So with their Sauvignon Blanc, the thing I love about this new release Sauvignon Blanc from Alma de Catalea is the freshness, that it's so vibrant. It just wakes up your senses with these beautiful aromas of citrus and some minerality and a little bit of kind of wild grass. And oh, it is so succulent.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, one of the things that I love about Alma de Catrella from the beginning, my intention was to really showcase Sonoma County as an area and then to showcase the purity of the varietals. So I really focus a lot on the aromatics. So it really makes me very happy when somebody is like smelling all of these different things and realizing how much intention we put on making this wine. I love dry wines, so there is no residual sugar on these wines, which
I love
is very important to me, and great acid.
I'm an acid freak. There you go. I just said that out loud. And this is no oak. Right.
So this actually is aged on neutral
right.
oak.
So that just gives it that wonderful texture that I'm getting.
Exactly.
But I'm not getting any Chateau 2x4 on the aroma.
You're so right on it. So we use the neutral oak to have a small vessel fermentation so we can have lee contact during the fermentation just naturally by the wine just bubbling and fermenting. But we are not intending to impart any oak taste to the wine.
It's so delicious. Now, moving right along to your new release, the 23 Vintage Rosé of Pinot Noir, that I decided needs to not only be my wine of the week, but it is, in fact, my rosé pick for springtime. So, congratulations.
Oh, yay!
Just revealing that. I just have revealed my spring wine pick. So, I have a winning sparkling wine from Flaunt, a fabulous female winemaker,
yes,
Diana.
She's awesome.
And then your rosé of Pinot Noir. And then we have a wonderful white wine, Chenin Blanc from Dry Creek Vineyard for springtime featured. And then a wonderful Pinot Noir from Papa Pietro Perry. So a lot of those are expressive of Sonoma County, but this rosé is springtime in a glass.
Oh, my goodness. I really have to say, like, this rosé for me is one of my favorites. It's just bursting of so many aromas, very floral, light red fruit with some melon, like really fresh, very fragrant, really pure. So really, I really feel like it was a right on point, great expression of Pinot Noir.
Oh, it is so delicious. And the color of it is just the sexiest pink, right? I mean, it just screams springtime. So I have to tell you a little story. A couple weeks ago, I was trying your rosé of Pinot Noir, and I fell so much in love with it. But then, you know, it was like the afternoon when I was tasting through, and I'm writing my notes, and I'm like, this has got to be my top pick for spring wine picks for rosé. And then I started getting into like cocktail hour, and I'm like, okay, what can I do with this wine for a low ABV cocktail? Because I love low ABV cocktails. It's not always about all the booze. I mean, kind of is, but not always. So I took some Campari, and instead of making a regular Negroni, I took some Campari and added equal parts of Campari, and then I added equal part of your rosé to Pinot Noir, and then equal part of rosé sparkling wine. And then I put it on ice and stir it up. Mm. It's so delicious.
Wow.
I garnished it with an orange peel, fresh orange peel. And then I kind of just gave that little orange peel a little squeeze over the cocktail first, so it just released all of the oils and essence. It was a delicious springtime cocktail.
Sounds amazing.
I
need to try it for sure. That sounds like very, very nice.
I call it the spring sbagliato, which means mistake in Italian.
Oh.
That's a rough translation, but it's kind of like if I went to go make a Negroni, but no, I didn't really make one. Only thing I put in there was Campari. Anyway, congratulations on two beautiful new spring releases. Absolutely stunning. And I can't wait for the rest of your new release wines to come out.
Thank you.
And I had such an incredible time with you. Last summer you came and did judging for Wine Picks. So I hope you're going to do that again this year if you're available.
So much fun. I love that. I love that it's blind, and I love how you set it up. And it just, even for us winemakers or industry people, it's just very exciting to taste wines on that format.
Yeah, with 15 winemakers and wine professionals there. And I don't even tell you what the variety is. It is 100% a blind tasting. So that'll be coming up in June. We do Summer Wine Picks competition. So stay tuned for more info on that. So what is your website if folks want to see these wines, if they want to purchase your wines? We have a lot of listeners that tune into Wine Wednesday from outside of California. So what is your wine website?
Yeah, so the website is Alma, which is the word of soul in Spanish, A-L-M-A, de Cattleya, DECATTLEYA.com.
Perfect. We've had Bibiana in studio today from Alma de Cattleya, talking about her two brand new spring release wines, her 23 Sauvignon Blanc, Spectacular, and her 23 Rosé of Pinot Noir, my wine of the week, and my wine pick for spring wine picks for rosé.
Awesome.
And of course, we started with coffee, but we're ending in wine. Like I said, it's all about balance. And I look forward to seeing you again soon. Thank you so much for coming in so early this morning and having coffee nonetheless.
Thank you for having me. What a pleasure.
Cheers, everyone. Have a wonderful spring morning.